Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Bez Hashem BPM number 88. That's Bais Pnimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 88. Current research on happy, stable couples indicates one recurring theme, that loving behaviors is what keeps people together. They don't always solve all their problems. They don't always start seeing all of a sudden eye to eye on everything, but they meet each other's needs in a positive way. And love is a response to having these needs met. Yes, we learned as a primary goal in marriage to avoid selfishness and to give and to be giving. But the giving is indeed what's a big part of the giving, fulfilling the other person, the husband or wife's physical and emotional and spiritual needs. So the giving is the fulfilling the needs of the other. And if both of them do it, they're actually meeting each other's needs and they're fulfilling them. And that's how the bond is strengthened. So it's really not a contradiction. It's just that a person needs to not be egotistical or arrogant or pleasure-seeking and totally thinking about the me, me, me. Of course not. But when each one is focusing on meeting the other one's needs, but also acknowledging their own needs and connecting with this, this is how the bond develops and the love is strengthened. And out of this comes a higher love, where you actually have an unselfish desire that you just want to give to the other. And there's a flow of giving and receiving, and that brings the connection deeper and deeper and deeper. It's important to receive also and to want to receive and receive in a way where it's fully accepted by you, and then you give further. And that is really very, very important. Now, there are times where the relationship goes up and down. People change, needs change, life itself brings changes, and the relationship between the husband and the wife, sometimes they feel that they lost some of their balance. It gets in the background because of other crises and stresses that come up. But we are equipped, and Hashem puts it in our system, in our marriages, in our lives, to stay in tune with what our needs really are, and to know when these adjustments are necessary. So when the relationship starts being a little bit off, that's the brain telling us, it's Hashem really sending us a sign. We have to be mechazik ourselves again. We have to bring ourselves up again. And the negative emotions or whatever is felt, or a boredom or a low spot in the marriage, is not to be miyayish and allow it to spiral downwards. The low spot is simply a signal to Hashem telling us, we need to change, we need to adjust. It's a road sign. We're on our, you know, it's going down a little bit, becoming a little stale. Let's be mechadash ourselves. Let's move and shift. Let's regroup, like they say. And every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Rosh Chodesh, and so on and so forth, you mechadash this renewal. And that is really the idea behind this. Most relationships start off on a high level of quality, and sometimes it goes down, especially when we talked about last time, when you had, in some cases, Shana Rishani, where there's an infatuation stage, where there isn't much from your wife or husband that you need because you're in that pleasure of that chemical high, and you spend time together, and it's easy to please one another, and there's not much expected, with every action, thought, and deed is a bonus, and it's a delight, and even a little card that you get, a little flower, a little token, puts you on a great high, a phone call. It could last for days, it could last for months, it's beautiful. But like everything else, it does go down somewhat, you know, and then things start all of a sudden to annoy you. And then when some needs are getting ignored a little bit, then frustration comes in, and then you argue. And you argue even often when there's really not much to argue about, but you're like sort of annoyed or frustrated, so you argue for argument's sake. And the idea is really it's a lack of the emotional connection went down. And when that happens, it's not to get panicky. It's just the idea of readjust, be mechadish again. You know, sometimes our needs go unmet for a little while, and the relationship starts to show somewhat signs of distress. Some disappointment, some frustration. Problem is we allow the frustration, instead of just turning it back, it turns into criticism, it turns into withdrawal. And you could see the relationship is a little bit shaky now, and we have to build it up and reverse that and make sure we don't fall into the negative things. What are the negative things? Research backs this up. And Dr. John Gottman, who we basically reviewed one of his books in the main Shiurim and the other one of his books in the Pnimi Shiurim, that 9 times out of 10, couples who criticize, get defensive, withdraw, blame, accuse, and call each other names don't make it in the relationship. And even if they stay married, it doesn't, it's very, very unpleasant. That's a dangerous low spot in a relationship. And a realistic approach to correct these habits may be to say, well, we don't practice these behaviors, but it's easier said than done. And doesn't reveal the root of the problem. Why is he stonewalling? Why is she criticizing? And you look closer behind it. And you see sometimes couples, husband and wife, equally often, but men do this too. They use destructive methods in their relationship because their needs are not met. Instead of communicating in a healthy way and continue to strengthen yourself. And when you have a low spot, you don't learn how to pick yourself up. Instead, you just go downward. Then you get into that critical stonewalling mode. So the key really is you have to practice these skills that when you hit that sort of low point, to be aware of changing needs, be willing to express it in an effective way, be sensitive to your wife's changing needs, to become more flexible, to change as the needs change, your wife's needs change, you change accordingly according to that. Accept the difference between what your needs are and what your wife's needs are. Recognize that they are different, and you learn to try to do your best to align to what she needs, not necessarily to what you need. Accept those changes in your wife's needs, and then make those needs of the relationship and of what your wife needs a priority for you. One thing doesn't work for sure. If you gather this information due to criticizing her, it doesn't help. It backfires. Criticism is a sideways attempt to get your needs met. It works temporarily, short term. That what we call ein me'yaseira. You know, people have difficulty or a fear of asking often result to criticism. We'll call them pursuers. Pursuers are the ones who, like, are more aggressive type. They are the guiltiest of using criticism because they have difficulty focusing on what they have. You have great blessings in your wife. She provides tremendous, tremendous bracha for you, day in and day out, day in and day out. But you decide not to look at that and rather focus of what you don't have, what your wife is quote unquote missing. And therefore, these pursuers assume that they are not going to get their needs met. And when they do, they're suspicious. So, for example, well, you came home early because your boss is out of town, not just to be with me. And those pursuers are hypersensitive to rejection, which increases the difficulty when asking for their needs to be met. Now, the problem is we learned from young age on that negative behavior, such as yelling at your wife or calling her a name or getting her intimidated, gets her attention. And we learned that sometimes complaining to her gets your needs met. However, that criticism is not mutually satisfying. It leaves you get what you want temporarily. You think you won the battle, but it leaves your wife completely empty and forlorn and resentful, ultimately even rebellious at times or just checking out of the relationship. It gives you temporary satisfaction, gives you attention. It may give you some sexual pleasure if that's what you were pressuring her for. But the bottom line is, it will not feel good for your wife. It will not draw the two of you closer. Ultimately, she'll withdraw and resent it. So when you criticize, you're not acting in the best interest of the relationship. It is pushing your wife away. Criticism and fear and pushiness pushes your wife away. Criticism is a sort and form of blame. You think you want to be misaken them. Tikkun. In reality, you're not doing that. You're putting your wife on the defensive. And it's the opposite of ownership. You're not owning up to your own behaviors. You're reinforcing this belief, this image that your wife is responsible for the difficulties in your relationship. You're not responsible for the difficulties in your relationship when you resort to criticism to get your way. At the same time, though, in many cases, when you are criticized, there is a desire behind that criticism. That's why it's important to just get rid of the criticism part and just spell it out. So, for example, here's an example. If your wife tells you, you never want to spend time with me. Okay, it's better for her to say, I miss you and I want to spend time with you. Yes, she should rather say that. But she forms it in this terms, you have to realize the message behind it. So if talking to the women, I would say that, you know, don't use those accusatory criticism way, you never spend time with me. Express the need. I miss you. I want to spend time with you. But it goes the other way around too. You know, the wife is withdrawn and you're criticizing her for being a cold SOB or whatever it is you call her. Behind that criticism is a feeling of hurt, saying, I miss you, I feel rejected, I feel alone, I need your company, I need to feel I'm loved by you. And that is very, very important as well. It gives a certain feeling of closeness. So instead of using the critical words, express the need. You see, both messages have the same intent, but it's a different outcome. You can let your wife know what you want through a compliment, a thank you note, an appreciation. Humbleness. I really need this from you. I love you. I need your reassurance. I need your support. When I'm nervous about something and you give me support, I really need it. Instead of criticizing, what you do is you get angry or defensive. So you say, you know, some nasty thing instead. Strip that away and go to the actual thing that you really need. Behind that criticism is a desire to connect. So say right away what you desire to connect for. So it goes really both ways. Both the couple, the husband and wife, both together need to learn how to not use criticism terms, but to use an honest expression of true desire and goodwill between each other. But for the meantime, talking to the husbands right now, when you hear a criticism from your wife, and maybe she shouldn't have talked that way, but look behind it. See that there's a need, a desire behind it. So you ask the next question. Instead of getting defensive on her, you say, okay, I see you're upset. Tell me what's really bothering you. How could I help? And that will diffuse it. And then she'll express the need behind that criticism. And you'll see she'll soften up. And that's not what she meant. And she won't be that sharp anymore with you. And the other way around too. Instead of being criticizing your wife on something, recognize what is the hurt feeling you're feeling that caused you to criticize, or the annoyance, or whatever it may be. And go to the crux of it. And recognize you have a certain need yourself. And instead, express that need in a very healthy way. So that's an important yesod for every husband to understand and to know. That loving behaviors is what keeps people together. And therefore, when it's a low point, you just self-correct. You don't go spiral downward. You avoid those negative things that you could fall into, not criticize, not get defensive, not withdraw, not blame, not accuse, not calling each other names, none of that. The low spot has you turn towards becoming aware of maybe this changing needs and your changing needs, her changing needs. See behind the criticism, remove that type of language. Use positive words and positive healing ways to connect to one another. Bracha v'hatzlacha.